This is Corinne LaRue with the American Ag Network, and we're joined by Matt Gast, Vice Chairman of the United Soybean Board. Matt, thanks so much for joining us today. Let's dive into what's 2026 looking like.
You know, we still got a little bit of time here before springtime comes. Still trying to figure out fertilizer needs, things like that. Just depends what the markets do between now and planting. We do corn, soybeans, and canola, so we got a little leeway there on what we're going to do, but that window's narrowing up here that every day that goes by.
All right, and you know, what are you hearing from producers? What are their, you know, main issues and concerns?
Input costs right now. You know, input costs and you know, lower prices for grain. You know, that's the biggest concern with farmers right now. Just some things that are out of our control. How you adapt to that, what you do, you know, what things can you do, what things can you cut out, what things can you add to maybe increase those yields.
Awesome. And anything else you want to add?
No, it's going to be an interesting year. You know, as far as myself sitting on the United Soybean Board, we're looking at things we can do for farmers to increase the return on investment. You know, we're a federally mandated checkoff program, 0.5% checkoff, 0.5% of 1%. The state gets 20, you know, half of that. The other half goes to the National Checkoff Board. And our goal is research, education, promotion. And for every dollar that a farmer puts in the checkoff, they get $12.30 back return on investment. And so we're continually learning, growing, changing things to evolve as things evolve. You know, as farmers need things, or, you know, the new shifts in things, whether it be, you know, chemicals or different seeds, new uses, things like that. We got to continue to build demand, find new demand, and just keep markets growing so we can really move that pile, as we always say, to bring back more demand and more money in farmers' pockets. That's ultimately the goal of checkoff, is to bring more money to farmers.
Something that producers really need in 2026. So
yeah, and you know, and that's one thing. The checkoff is always important, but I find the value in it on years like this, because if we didn't have the checkoff, where would prices be without these new uses, you know, without, you know, firefighting foam, without the soybean oil and Skechers shoes, Goodyear tires, plywood, AstroTurf, things like that. You know, it's all those things that, you know, collectively add value. And so those are the things that it's during these tough times where I really see the value of checkoff, or the extra value. I mean, there's always value in it, but it's times like this that really make the difference for farmers.
All right. Well, thank you so much again, folks. That's Matt Gast, Vice Chairman of the United Soybean Board, for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.